Kingway, Spock's beard, look, his action very weird. Captain Pike, Sisko's wife, Klingons and the afterlife. Boimler, Tendi's dog, Ransom is very harsh. Spore drive, Black Alert, Giorgio has gone berserk. He's a bad left, Edward is an idiot, Spock is dead, Worf is wed, Chekhov's wearing red. Data's cat, Jim Pack's at, Q has had enough of that, beam me up, make it so, everybody let's go.
We talk about the series, you can join us live by picking up your phone now. We talk about the series, we're coming to you on your streaming services now. We talk about the series,
well, good evening, Trekkies and Trekkers around the globe. It is Monday, May 8th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And this is a special Monday solo show of Trek Talk. And so you're here with yours truly, Uncle Jim, and my Trek experts have the night off, but that's okay because we have a great show planned for you guys tonight. We're going to be talking with Edwin and Rachel. And if you guys have been listening to the podcast in the past, you know that we've been really heavily promoting Trek Long Island, and tonight's show is no exception. We have with us right here, Edwin and Rachel, and I have in my hand the schedule. I have all the panels, all the great things that are going to be going on at the convention for the entire weekend, so you'll know exactly what to expect and what to look for when you get there. But before we go too far, let me introduce to you guys Edwin. How are you doing tonight, Edwin?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you?
You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful day up here in Vermont. The sun is shining and summer is in the air, so I'm really, really excited. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys.
Right back at you.
And we also have with us Rachel. How are you doing tonight, Rachel?
I'm good. It's nice outside, relaxed, and excited to be here.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I tell you. We're really looking forward to it. I want to make an announcement. Well, actually, before I do that, before I make this special announcement, for Trek Long Island, there's a special Q Pass that you can purchase. And Edwin, you want to tell our listeners a little bit about the Q Pass and what you can expect with a Q Pass?
Yes. Yeah, so the Q Pass, it's $400, but it includes early admission to the show. It includes line jumping. It includes reserved seats in the main auditorium near the stage. And in addition to that, it includes one free photo op of your choice, one free autograph of your choice, and seats at a dinner, a VIP dinner and cabaret. And at the VIP dinner, we have some of the actors attending, including Evan Evagara and Issa Briones from Star Trek Picard. And we have stars from the original series of Star Trek, Barbara Luna, France Nguyen, Tanya Lamani, Sandy Gimple, and the legendary David Frankham. So those are among the guests appearing at the dinner. And there's a cabaret. We have some stand-up comedians from New York City coming in. And we have some singers, cabaret singers, and Bonnie Gordon, musician, singer, and, of course, voice actor from Star Trek Prodigy, voice of the Protostar. And some of the other character voices as well.
And so I believe that Bonnie Gordon has a brand new album out, a CD. I think I saw that kicking around on Facebook, right?
Yes, I believe she does. And I'm hoping that she'll have copies of that available at the convention, that she will gladly meet and greet fans, and they can buy the CD and get it signed by her there. I hope that's the case. I'm speaking for Bonnie and hope that she will be bringing them. So I expect she will be.
And how many Q passes do you have left? Are there still available even at this late date?
Yes, we do have some left. They've sold quite well. We do have some left, and we have the deadline is midnight tomorrow is when they'll be taken off sale. So if you're on the fence about getting your Q Pass, it really is good value for money, and it's really worth getting the Q Pass.
And I want to sweeten the pot just a little bit for our listeners, because we value you guys and we want to meet you at Trek Long Island. I'm going to be there, and Karen's going to be there, and my daughter Jamie. We're going to be there all weekend having a blast, and we love meeting you guys. But to sweeten the deal a little bit, all you need to do is order your Q Pass, and if you mention Trek Talking, all you got to do, is it Stephanie that takes care of the Q Passes, or...
Yes, it's Stephanie and Natalie who are handling the ticket sales. And I think there is a comment box when you go to check out, and it's like, do you have any additional comments? And I believe it's there you can add Trek Talking. You can just type, you know, I'm mentioning Trek Talking. This is for the competition, or Trek Talking competition. And that should be sufficient.
If you enter that, and it's Trek Talking, and you will get, in addition to all that wonderful stuff, you will also get a Blu-ray edition of Strange New Worlds Season 1, Compliments of Trek Talking. So not only do you get all this great stuff and the cabaret and great food, and you get to meet some great stars, but when you get home after the weekend, you can sit down and watch Strange New Worlds Season 1 on Blu-ray, Compliments of Trek Talking. So jump right on that and make sure that you don't get cut out of this awesome, awesome opportunity. It's going to be fun.
Well, the other thing, Jim, I was going to say is when we announce the two winners, they can pick up the DVD, the Blu-ray from you at Trek Talking. And, of course, one of our guests is Bruce Horak, Hemmer from Strange New Worlds, and they can take it to his booth and buy an autograph and have him autograph the box set for them. So that's something else to consider.
That's right. I forgot that. I'm really excited about meeting him. He was my favorite character, and they always kill off the characters I like. I don't get that, but but they do. It's like, oh, Jim likes this guy. We got to kill him off. You know, always happens.
Right.
But I am really looking forward to meeting him and hearing about his experiences on Star Trek and putting on all that makeup and. You know, he was kind of like the Yoda of Star Trek. He had always had words of wisdom to impart. I really liked him a lot. So why don't we go
Bruce
over wow. Quite the lineup here, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, Bruce is there all weekend. He's doing autographs between 10 and 6, and he's there doing photo ops and his panels at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So for fans of Hemmer, it's called Hemmer Time. So
we used to do a segment on the podcast that I called Hemmer Time, and we would play like his words of wisdom to Uhura or whatever. He always had words of wisdom, and we called it Hemmer Time, and then Hemmer Time was gone. But he's still around. It'll be a lot of fun. So let's talk a little bit about, well, you know what I want to play? I have a commercial that I want to play before we get into things too far. We've been playing this spot on our podcast now for months, and Eric was kind enough to make this up for us, and this is just a little spot to let you guys know about Trek Long Island, so sit back and enjoy.
Trek Talking would like to invite you to attend Trek Long Island at the Hyatt Regency Long Island Hotel in beautiful Hauppauge, New York, on May 20th and 21st, 2023. Trek Long Island will have a variety of guests, ranging from the original series to Discovery, Picard, Strange New Worlds, and beyond. Doug Jones, David Ajala, Oded Feyer, Franz Nguyen, Issa Briones, Evan Evagora, Raven Dauda, Sandy Gimple, Tanya Lamani, and Fumsil Satoli are just a few of the guests currently scheduled, with more to come. Enjoy interacting with celebrities at guest panels, or snag a photo op or autograph from your favorite actor. Craving the real stuff? Sit in on science panels with real scientists from NASA and accredited professionals in a variety of scientific fields. or take in a panel where we discuss how Trek's influence on diversity and inclusion has affected Trek fans and the rest of the real world. Love podcasts? We do too. Meet the people behind the voices from Trek Talking, The Sci-Fi Sistas, Strange New Pod, Women at Warp, Roy's Tie-Dye Sci-Fi Corner, and more. Don't forget to visit the vendor room, where you will find exhibitors and authors, and where you can pick up an exclusive offering from Mego Toys. Purchase a general admission ticket or upgrade to the Q-Pass, which offers you preferred seating, early access admission to a VIP dinner and show with actress Bonnie Gordon, and more. Trek Long Island is a family-friendly event with many programs and activities, so bring the little tribbles with you. Let's beam Trek back to the East Coast with a bang. Just visit treklongisland.com for updates and to buy your tickets. We will see you out there. Engage.
And you can also visit our Facebook page, trektalking.com, and there's a link right there that will bring you right to Trek Long Island so you can pick up your Q-Pass and mention in the comments Trek Talking, and you can get yourself a copy of Star Trek Strange New Worlds Season 1 on Blu-ray. Our phone number here is 646-668-2433. We'll be live with you guys for about the next 40 minutes or so. So if you have any questions or comments or just want to call and say hello, please do. We would love to hear from you. All right. So we ready to dive right into this thing, Edwin?
Go for it.
All right. So I'm holding in my hand, I have the schedule right here for Saturday, May 20th. And I'm just going to kind of go over some of these things. And if you want to jump in and add anything, or if Rachel wants to jump in and add anything, or if anything has changed from what I have, please don't hesitate to do so. So I see here that in Auditorium A, which is the main stage, at 9:45, we have the opening ceremonies. I'm assuming that that's going to be Stephanie.
That's going to be Stephanie and myself, and I think, I'm not sure who else will be there, but we're going to be on stage in the main stage. That's just to open the event. Are you going?
I thought I was on
that. Oh, okay, and Rachel as well. I didn't know, Rachel's talent liaison, so I didn't know if she would be busy backstage, but it'll be at least the three of us on stage, and there might be others joining us, and it will just be a welcome to Trek Long Island. And, you know, we'll highlight some of what's happening over the weekend, and then we'll just, you know, say everyone have fun, basically. And then it will launch straight into the first hour in the main auditorium, which I believe is, here's the quiz test for you, Jim. Who's first on the Saturday in the main stage?
Well, according to my schedule, which I'm assuming is correct, the first panel at 10 o'clock is going to be Bonnie Gordon from Star Trek Prodigy.
Right.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. And she's going to be taking questions, Q&A from the fans. And it's going to be hosted by Lana Du Bois and Dennis Slade.
Linnea and Dennis, they're going to be interviewing Bonnie and hosting. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And Bonnie will get to talk about her new CD that's out. Voice work on Prodigy, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So.
And I'm wondering, since the proto star is no more, will Bonnie be back on season 2 of Prodigy, or are we going to have to wait for the convention to get the answer to that question?
Well, I suspect Bonnie has signed an NDA, so we probably won't find out at the convention.
Not true.
But having said that, I mean, Bonnie has done voice work for the rest of the characters. She does the blocking work for the crew. So she's definitely going to be involved. And I presume there will be a voice of whichever starship they end up sailing in next. You know, she's done the voice of other characters. Like, she had a scene with Kate Mulgrew where she played the ensign, you know, when Admiral Janeway was imprisoned during the season finale of Prodigy. So she's certainly going to be doing more voice work. And she is also, I think, at 1 o'clock on Saturday, she is going to be doing a children's story time, and she's going to be reading the Prodigy book that's just come out from Rob Perlman, Star Trek author Rob Perlman, and she's going to be doing it in the voices of all the characters. So, and I believe there's going to be some Prodigy badges handed out to the kids in attendance. And this is a children-only event, so if adults try to show up and get in on the children's story time, there will be Starfleet security there to remind them that it is for the cadets of a certain age. So, yeah, so that's Bonnie.
And luckily, beheadings are on Wednesday, and this is on Saturday, so you're safe.
That's right.
So then, let me see, something else. So then at noontime in the main ballroom, we have the stars of Star Trek Picard. And this one's going to be a lot of fun. Evan Agoria and Issa Briones are going to be there, and they're going to be answering questions, and that's going to be a lot of fun as well. That's from 12 to 1. And then what else?
Yep. And also, Jim, since that went to press, we also have Tony Belafonte appearing on the Saturday. And she was a captain in season 2 of Star Trek Picard. And the plans are in flux at the moment with Tony's schedule, but we are hoping she will be joining us at some point on the Saturday, and the hope is that she will be able to make that panel as well for the Star Trek Picard panel. But there will definitely be Evan and Issa there to entertain you. And also, you know, I'm sure they'd be open to questions about would they return for a Star Trek Legacy show if it happens. So, you know, there are always possibilities.
Yes, didn't Anton Chekhov say that?
Yep, exactly. Yep, that was very nice.
Sticking in the main ballroom on Saturday, we have at 1 o'clock we have guest stars from classic Star Trek. This one's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to this. I know I've had Sandy Gimple on this podcast many times, and she is just a blast. I'm looking forward to meeting her in person because I never have. I've only talked to her on the podcast. So I'm looking forward to meeting Sandy Gipple because she's got so many stories. She had pizza with Elvis Presley. She was in Battlestar Galactica as the Ovian Queen. I mean, she's got so many stories.
$6 million. She was a fembot.
And she was Billy Mummy's stunt double, or stand-in double in Lost in Space. So she's got a lot of great stories to tell. And but she's not all. There's a lot of great actors and actresses on this panel. So this one's going to be a lot of fun.
I just want to add to that, Jim. So just sticking with Sandy for a moment. Sandy has just released autobiography called Stunt Lady, and she is bringing copies with her to Trek Long Island for signing for fans. And in addition to this panel that she's doing on Saturday with the other Trek stars, she's doing a 30-minute panel on Sunday, and it's with Roy Belquist, and she's talking about her new book, her autobiography, her life in stunts and film and television. So that's going to be an additional panel that's just come together this last week in conversations with Sandy. So it's going to be kind of, it's not technically a book launch, but it's going to be a book promotion. So, yeah. So and the other actors on that panel, I mean, Barbara Luna, or Luna as we know her, need I say more. She is legendary. We are looking so forward to Luna coming. France Nguyen as well. She is absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. Hasn't done a convention in some time, particularly on the East Coast, and we're very honored to have her joining us. And Tanya Lamani, I was talking with Tanya early today. She is coming to the convention, and we were actually talking about her photo ops because not only is she going to be doing a group shot with the other ladies and David Frankham, but she is going to be doing a photo session with the belly dance outfit that she wore in the original series. So, and then, of course, David Frankham, who is not only Larry Marvick from Is There in Truth No Beauty, he's been in The Outer Limits, he's been in Return of the Fly with Vincent Price, and to Disney fans, he is Sergeant, the voice of Sergeant Tibbs from 101 Dalmatians. He is a true delight, and everyone who meets David will fall in love with him.
But wait, there's more. There's more, guys. you would think, well, that covers it, but no. We're just getting started because at 2 o'clock, we have a makeup man, a conversation with Michael Westmore, the legend, the man, the myth, the legend himself. Now, he won't physically be at the convention. About this says that he's going to be doing a Zoom type of thing.
Zoom meeting. It's going to be in the main auditorium, and he's going to be interviewed by Bonnie Moss, who's doing a talk on Leonard Nimoy. She's a lifelong friend of Leonard, and she's also very good friends with Mike Westmore, and she is going to be interviewing Mike. He's going to be on the big screen. He's beaming in via Zoom. We wish we could do holograms, but we're not that technically advanced yet. And I've had recent conversations with Mike, and we didn't just talk about his work, his extensive work on Star Trek. I was talking to him about his work on Rocky. And also, he was one of the judges on Face Off, and he is, of course, part of the Westmore dynasty. And his daughter is now in the makeup profession. For movies, and so it's going to be a wonderful talk, and he's also got a book out called Makeup Man, which is a very extensive autobiography. I highly recommend it, and it's going to be a very enjoyable conversation, and Mike is going to be delighted to take questions from the audience as well, and so not in person, but he will be answering them live. It's the next best thing.
And that's an exciting one that I'm looking forward to, but the next one, it just keeps... How you guys just keep getting better and better, but you did, at 3 o'clock in the main ballroom, Auditorium A, on the main stage, the stars of Star Trek Discovery. And Rachel, why don't you take this one?
Oh, okay.
I don't want you to feel left out, you know?
Oh, no, trust me. Edwin knows way more than I do. I know for certain we have Doug Jones, Raven, Fumsele, and...
David Ajala.
Yep, David Ajala, and I'm sorry?
Dan Bartholomew.
Oh, that's correct. Now, is Odette on there as well?
No,
he's on a separate one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we have everybody on stage, and they're being interviewed by...
Right.
And Tamia. Rachel was supposed to tell you, and I was just cramming a peanut bar in my mouth, and now she said, I don't know, you say it. So, Tamia and Yvette from Sci-Fi Sisters are interviewing them, and there's going to be an audience Q&A as well.
And I'll tell you, Sam actually has the distinction of dying twice on Star Trek. Because his character died in the Vulcan Hello when the Stinjal got attacked by the Klingons. He died. But then he comes back later on in the Mirror Universe, and Michael Burnham kills him again. So he dies twice, which is an honor in Star Trek. And he's not even a red shirt.
The other thing I meant to tell you, this is very important, is Doug, David, Raven, and Pumi will be there all weekend signing autographs and doing their photo ops and everything. But Sam is only coming in between 3 and 6 p.m. on Saturday. He's predominantly coming in to visit Doug, and he's coming to the convention, and he's going to be on stage, as we mentioned, 3 till 4, and then he's going to be signing autographs in the vendor's room and doing a photo op set. But he is there only 3 till 6. If you want to see Sam, you have to catch him if you can.
Well, I'm really excited about Doug Jones. I loved Saru from the moment he came on screen, and I just love the relationship between him and Michael Burnham. They're like a brother and a sister type of thing. Yeah. I love the rapport they have, and I am looking so forward to meeting him in person. I've heard that he's great, and I've heard how caring he is with the fans and how genuine he is, and I'm looking forward to meeting him myself. So,
and he's a hugger, so he likes to hug.
Yes, he does.
So when you go to get the autographs, and if you do a selfie with him or a photo op, he is going to hug you. So you know, just be prepared. So.
And that's so Saru, because I in my mind, I would think that is exactly what Saru would do. He's that type of character, you know.
Yeah.
And I just love that Star Trek is so fortunate to have people like Doug Jones, you know, and Michelle Yeoh, you know, in our family.
Oh.
Just so fortunate.
Yeah.
And Sonequa Martin-Green as well.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the other thing about Doug that I love is if you look at Leonard Nimoy in the original series, he didn't just have a pair of pointed ears to make him alien. He acted alien. The whole logic, the lack of emotion, it was alien. Saru is layered under makeup and everything. And, like, you know, if you look back at some of the characters under makeup in TNG, they were just like humans with makeup on. But if you look at Saru, he acts alien as well. The way he walks, the familiar Saru walk, and just the way that Saru holds himself and the way he talks, he's very alien, but he's also very warm and very affectionate and approachable. And I think he's a phenomenal character. I really do. The other thing is, Mego, our sponsors, have a Saru action figure out, and they are bringing quite a lot of them to the show. So now is your opportunity to put your Saru action figure and get it signed by Doug.
Wow, wow. But wait, there's more, guys. We're still on
more,
Saturday.
More.
So, you know, if you think, wow, that's a full convention in and of itself, we have just started, because now we're up to 4 o'clock on Auditorium A on the main stage, and this is another one that I'm really looking forward to. In fact, I'm looking at my Star Trek III, The Search for Spock poster right in front of me right here, and this is the poster that I'm going to take off the wall, and I'm going to roll it up, and I'm going to bring it with me, because at 4 o'clock, we have Savick and Spock reunion from Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, and we're going to see Robin Curtis and Vadia Potenza. You may be thinking, Uncle Jim, you're crazy. He didn't play Spock. Aha, but he did. he is one of four actors that played the part of Mr. Spock other than Leonard Nimoy in Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. And I believe he was the 13-year-old Spock.
That's correct,
In the movie.
Yep.
I have never seen his name listed on conventions before this one. So I don't think he's done any. I may be wrong.
I think this might be his. I know for Pumzile, it's her first convention.
Yep, it's her very first.
And I think for Vad, I think it might be his first convention. And it turns out that Vad is in the Long Island area. And he actually, a mutual friend reached out to me and said, hey, he lives in Long Island, you know, I could talk to him and see if he could come to your event. And before I even said, that's amazing, I'd love that, I got an email from Stephanie saying, there's an artist coming and he's got a table in the vendor's room, but I think he was in a Star Trek movie. And I went, Steph, that's Vad Potenza, he's 13-year-old Spock. And she's like, oh, my God. So we approached him and we said, hey, you know, not for nothing, we'd love you to be on stage with Robin. And he was all for it because I don't think he's seen Robin since Star Trek III. And their tables are going to be together in the autograph area. They're going to be next to one another. And I am definitely my Star Trek III. Star Trek III is my favorite movie. And my DVD cover is signed by Christopher Lloyd, Leonard Nimoy, William Shatner, and Robin Curtis. And it's an absolute must that I'm adding Vad Potenza to that DVD cover. So this is a phenomenal guest. We are very happy to have him. And we're happy to see Robin again. We always love having Robin come by, great as Lieutenant Savick, and we love her stories. And it's going to be an extra dynamic because we've got Robin with VAD. So there's going to be that whole new dynamic.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward. We've talked about, we've done podcasts on the faces of Spock with all the actors that have played him. And so getting a chance to meet him and get him to sign my Star Trek 3 poster along with Robin, I am really, really psyched about that. That's going to be fun. Because something that I got to hit home about Trek Long Island is, you know, big stars like Doug Jones are great, you know, but a lot of times it's the ones that are off the beaten path that you remember the most. And so I think you guys have a great, spectrum of people from the top tier right down the line. And that's great. I think that's great because you're not relying totally on the big names. There's a lot of names, which is great.
Yes.
So
I tell you what's gone into the programming here, Jim. I've had a lot of people when they've seen the program schedule. I said, wow, this is amazing. And I've said, my approach was when we were looking at guests, myself, Steph, Rachel, we looked for guests, but certainly from my perspective, I was looking for guests I would want to see. Not whether they were a big name or not. Just like originally we talked to Kurt Thatcher, but he had another commitment and unfortunately couldn't make it this year. But like, you know, I've always wanted to meet the punk on the bus. And, you know, we want to get Kirk for next year and he's interested. So that's who I'm looking for. Yes, we want to get the big names because the big names pull in the crowds, but there's Trekkies like us out there that want to see 13-year-old Spock, that want to see Kirk Thatcher. And so that's why we're doing this. We're doing something a little different to what I've seen at other conventions, you know.
Yeah, and you guys have got a really great spectrum of people. You know, for all across the board. I mean, I'm really interested in meeting Alana Troyes myself. I haven't seen her at a convention before, so I'm looking forward to meeting her. So let's stick on the main stage. Let's move over to Sunday. I'm sticking on the main stage here, where this is the big auditorium. So I'm sticking to the big guns first, and then I'll hit some of the highlights from the other ballrooms, because there's four different rooms here. So we're going to stick with the main ballroom, and we're going to switch gears to Sunday, May 21st. So on the main stage, starting at 9:30, we have Friedman on Friedman.
Yep.
So that's an interesting one.
Yep. Well, Joshua Friedman, he's a friend of ours. He is an MC at Long Island Doctor Who, and he's a movie producer. And he is going to be our MC in the main stage for all of Saturday and Sunday at Trek Long Island. And he loves our friend, Michael Jan Friedman. I mean, Mike Friedman is easily my favorite Star Trek author. And Josh feels the same way. And he said to me, the panel's so jam-packed. I said, look, we're going to do first thing, a 30-minute spotlight. And he said he wants to do a Friedman on Friedman panel. And so Mike was up for it. So they're going to have a one-on-one on the main stage. And then they're going to be joined at 10 o'clock by the other authors. There's going to be Mike. There's going to be John Peel, who's Doctor Who, Star Trek, The Avengers. There's going to be Keith DeCandido, who's very well revered among Star Trek circles. There's going to be Rob Perlman, who has done a lot of children-oriented books. There's going to be, I think, Aaron Rosenberg and Glenn Howman, I believe. They're involved with Crazy 8 Press with Mike Friedman. And then we've got Chris Abbott, who is well known for his Sherlock Holmes continuation novels. And then a very special author is going to join that panel, J.G. Hertzler, who wrote The Left Hand of Destiny, Parts 1 and 2, Deep Space Nine novels. And I've read them, and you probably have as well, Jim. Very, very good books. I believe they're out of print now, but if you can get hold of them, they're really good. And JG has been invited to the author panel because we figure he always gets asked to talk about, like, Martok and Deep Space Nine and all his other roles, but we would like to focus on his writing career. Mm-hmm. So we're having that, and that's going to be the author's panel. And then,
but that's a great lead-in. That's a great segue.
I know.
That's an excellent segue because of the wonderful things you do. At 11 o'clock, J.G. Hertzler will already be on stage, but at 11 o'clock, we are going to have the ultimate panel, the panel of all panels, the panel that's going to burn the place down. We are going to have the House of Martok, which, of course, is going to be featuring J.G. Hertzler, the Emperor himself, and it's going to be hosted by yours truly, Uncle Jim from Trek Talking, and we are going to have a blast. We're going to talk about Klingons. We're going to talk about all the characters that he's played. He's played a lot of characters in Star Trek. We're going to have all kinds of fun. Maybe I can get him to sing the Klingon war song for you guys. Who knows? But
if anyone can do it, Jim, you can.
I'm going to try. We have an actual bat list that we are going to be raffling off for charity. Do we know what charity the funds are going to be for yet?
Yeah, I can't recall offhand. I know if you look on the website, we list our charities we're supporting. So I would rather than give the wrong charity, I would say that people should check our website for that because it will be
okay.
On there.
We are going to be raffling that off, and we're going to have J.G. himself, General Martok, sign it for whoever wins it. So that's going to be at 11 o'clock on Sunday in Auditorium A on the main stage. That's going to be a lot of fun. I've had J.G. on this podcast in the past, and he's a great guy. He's very knowledgeable. He knows a lot about Klingons. He, of course, Deep Space Nine, but he's a multifaceted kind of actor. He's played a Vulcan. He's done a lot. So you definitely don't want to miss that panel. And of course, after that, you may as well just leave because what else is there? But wait, there
well,
is
actually,
more.
Jim, before you move on from that, I just want to ask you, are you going to be Jim Yeager or are you going to be a Klingon for that interview?
Well, I when I go to these things, I go to them and I bring my bat list and I usually go as a Klingon. But the fact that the fact that I'm going to be on stage with General Martok himself, I wasn't sure if I should be a Klingon or not because he's a real Klingon and I'm a fake Klingon. I don't look nearly as good as he does.
Yeah, I leave it to whatever you feel comfortable with, Jim.
I mean, I have a rubber bat list. He's got a real one.
This is true. Yeah.
You know, I tell you what, I love being a Klingon and I love interacting with the fans and taking pictures of them with my rubber bat list. And nothing makes me happier than to do that. So. I might. I'm going to bring my uniform with me, and I'll decide when I get there. I might.
Yeah.
I might do it as a Klingon. You never know.
Yeah. Oh, so the other thing is, I wanted to say that the Batliff was donated by the Klingon shop. And I'm actually trying to look up the name of the artist now. I should really know this, but of course my internet's playing up. But anyway, it was donated by the Klingon shop. So if you want more information about the Klingon shop, they do make batlets and so on, and you can find out more about them and about the artist who makes them there. It's on our Trek Long Island website, and we've done a post about it as well, a recent post.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. But, you know, you're thinking, what could possibly top that? What could top Uncle Jim and General Martok? What could possibly? Well, we're about to. because like Edwin has done so many times, you think you're at the top, but not yet. So I got to tell you a little story here before I get to this one. We had been in Trek Talking, had been invited to a UFO conference down outside of New York City. Can't remember the, anyways. So we went down and set up our booth and did a live broadcast from this UFO conference. Well, they changed the date and didn't tell us. We get down there and they said, oh, that was last week. So here
we are.
Like, oh, all right. That's cool. What are we going to do? We're down here for the weekend. So Karen gets online and says, what's going on this weekend? And there's a drive-in down there. And at the drive-in, they were having horror weekend, and they were going to have the woman who was in E.T. and The Howling.
Dee Wallace.
Oh my God! So Dee Wallace. They were playing. They were playing her movies. They were playing, and then the other guest that they were having was Alan Howarth. And so we said, that sounds fun. We've never been to a convention at a drive-in. Let's go. And we did. And we're sitting in our car, and Dee Wallace is just walking around from car to car to car, signing autographs and talking with people and posing for pictures. It was spectacular. And then the lights go off, and there's this Lego show going on, and somebody's on stage playing this music. And I'm like, wait a minute. That sounds like Escape from New York. And who was it? But it was Alan, and he was playing all the music for, that he's composed for all, They Live, Escape from New York, Big Trouble in Little China, you name it, and he was playing it. It was so much fun. I cannot tell you. Afterwards, I went and bought an Escape from New York album and had him sign it for me, and I said, this is great. Well, guys, guess what? You have an opportunity to have the same experience that I had, only it won't be at a drive-in. You won't be sitting in your car. You'll be sitting in Auditorium A. Because at noon, Alan is going to be doing the sounds of Star Trek. And I'm telling you, this guy is awesome. You don't want to miss this. Because not only is he knowledgeable, but he's a lot of fun, and he plays a mean concert. So you definitely want to check that out on Sunday. And what's next? At 1 o'clock, we have Admiral on the Bridge. Now, this is going to be a good one because Oded Fehr is going to be doing this one. And of course, you know, he was the Admiral in Star Trek Discovery, but he was also in The Mummy and as well as many others as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to say. And oh my God, and guess who's going to be, Edwin, guess who's going to be doing this panel with Oded?
Doing.
I think.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
Sorry.
Hear you.
Yep. Yeah, so Bonnie Moss is doing the interview with Oded, and Bonnie is of course doing a talk about Leonard Nimoy. She's interviewing Michael Westmore, and she said to me, Edwin, she said, I really, really want to see Oded Fehr. Please don't schedule me against Oded, right? I want to see him. And I said, oh, Bonnie, I said, I've got you doing an interview at that time. And she went, oh, can you move it? I said, well, not really. And she's like, oh. I said, because you're going to be interviewing Oded. and she, like, freaked out. And so she said, well, Edwin, she said, I can't do this on my own. I'm too nervous. And she said, would you interview with me? So I said, all right, I'll interview with you. So myself and Bonnie are going to tag team it. But what's actually going to happen is I'm going to get on stage. I'm going to, like, get everyone relaxed, and then I'm just going to throw Bonnie in at the deep end and let her do all the interviews. it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to interviewing the legendary Admiral Vance and of course, his multiple. I mean, like, when I was on a Zoom with Bonnie recently and we were discussing, you know, questions to ask Oded and everything, and she's like, oh, my goodness, it's an omen. And I'm like, what? and she turned, and in the TV in the background, The Mummy was playing, and Oded was actually on the screen as we were talking about him. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. And, yeah, so we're going to follow that up at 2 o'clock with Hammer Time. And
yep.
This
whoa, Hammer Time.
This was good. And who's doing this one?
It's Linnea and Dennis again.
Yep.
Yeah, Linnea DuBose and Blade. They're going to be interviewing Hammer. Bruce.
Bruce. Yep.
Yep.
And then at 3 o'clock, we have the Miracle Workers designing the Star Trek universe. And that's going to be the actors themselves.
Yeah. Well, Michael, this is going to be... Yeah, it's going to be Doug Drexler and Michael and Denise Okuda, and they're coming in via Zoom. We thank Barbara Luna for getting them. It's a late stage, so they're coming in via Zoom, and we're hoping to have them in person next year. And here's the real kicker, and this is a really good segue. They are being interviewed via Zoom on the main hall stage by Alan Asherman. And for those of you that don't know who Alan Asherman is, he is the legendary author who wrote the Star Trek Compendium, which all us older Star Trek fans will know, before the internet, in the time before the Empire, that's all we had. There was no internet. There was no memory alpha. We just had the Star Trek Compendium as our episode guide. And Alan wrote that before you could very easily research things using the internet. Alan's going to be there Saturday doing a panel, doing an interview, and he has a table he's going to be at throughout the weekend. And if you have your Star Trek compendiums or your Star Trek interview book or your Making of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, please go and have a chat with Alan. He will sign your books at no cost, and he's a lovely, lovely guy. And he's very happy to do this interview because he and Doug Drexler are old friends. And they are both looking very, very forward to reconnecting. So it's going to be a wonderful panel with not just star guests, but a star interviewer as well.
And speaking of, at 4 o'clock on Sunday, we're still on Sunday, we're still in the main ballroom. At 4 o'clock, we have Build an Alien. And it says in this, audience participation is required. And it says, want to know more? You can talk with Doug Jones, David Ajala, and Rob Perlman. And they're going to be talking about makeup and aliens. And who better to talk about that than Doug Jones? I think every part he plays is under makeup.
I honestly have, I'm being totally honest here, I have no clue what this panel's about other than the title. So I would say that if people want to find out, come to the panel. And Doug and David Ajala and Rob, that this will require some audience participation. So it's a really, really good grand finale to the proceedings in the main stage. So come along and find out.
And then wrapping everything up on Sunday in the main ballroom, Stage A at 5 o'clock, we have Return to Space Dock, and none other than yours truly, Mr. Edwin, is going to be on stage with Stephanie, and they're going to be wrapping everything up and reflecting on the weekend. And it says here, they're going to have us.
I thought you said we were going to be on stage rapping. I'm going to like that. That wouldn't be very entertaining.
I can see it now.
Well, there's going to be other people showing up, department heads like Rachel. We're going to have Dana from Children's and so on and so forth. Jan from Cosplay. We'll have people coming on to stage to thank everyone for coming. And it's going to be a, you know, what did you like? What did we do right? Where could we improve? And it's going to be a little, what would you like to see? And we've got some ideas for next year. So we might be touting some of those as teasers. A tentative guest for next year.
Well, I have a suggestion. I haven't even been to this one yet, but based on the 6 pages of stuff that I'm holding in my hand, and we've only gotten through 2 pages, so we've got 10 minutes to get through the next 4. We'll see what we can do. I think that maybe adding some Friday night programming might be very helpful.
I can tell you, Jim, we're gonna do better than adding Friday night programming. We're gonna be adding Friday all day programming.
It will,
presuming that this is successful, and we sincerely hope it is, based on ticket sales and the goodwill of the Trek fans and the public. If this is a success, we want to make it an annual event, and we want to, you know, we want to do it again, and we want to make it a 3-day event, and jam even more programming in. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hear Edwin up there rapping. My name is Edwin. I am the man.
yo. but no, I was going to say, do you want, because I've got a very good whistle stop cliff notes for like what's in auditorium B and some high points, and then we can do C and D. Do you want me to just, if there's time, do you want me to quickly take you through B?
Absolutely, because we've got a lot of stuff that we want to try to squeeze in here.
Oh, yeah. So here we go. This is going to be panel room B, Saturday. I'm not going to give times. I'm just going to go through the rough order, and this is from memory. We have a 10:30 on, and this is a 1.5-hour talk with an intermission and question time, so it's nearer 2 hours. Bonnie Moss is a lifelong friend of Leonard Nimoy. She had known him for 35 years, and she's still in contact and friends with the Nimoy family. She has exclusive pictures about Leonard's life, and she is going to be giving a phenomenal talk in panel room B. I strongly urge people to attend this. It's an amazing talk. You will see pictures you've never seen anywhere before, not even on the internet. And it's a great talk, and Bonnie will be giving this talk, and I urge everyone to go and support her. And then we then are going to move into our science track. And we have scientists. The science track is led by Alan Powell, who's done a phenomenal job, and he's going to be joined. He's got Ayanna May Tom, who is helping him. Ayanna May has recently graduated with her master's, and she is going to be talking as well. And we have scientists coming in from NASA. We've got contributions from Adina Minoga, Patricia McChesney, and other people. Some are attending virtually, like author Francis French, who's written numerous novels about the space program and worked closely with astronaut Al Warden on a couple of autobiographical books. They are going to be doing some physics track panels. Mm-hmm. And some biology panels like genetics in Star Trek and so on. And Mohammed Noor, who's well known to Trekkies, will be joining on Sunday with a virtual panel about the science of discovery. So we have an amazing science track. I think we have about 6 or 7 panels on science. We have Brian Gottschalk, very dear friend of ours, who is giving a 1-hour talk on the Star Trek set tour in Ticonderoga. He has exclusive photographs of the construction of the set tour, and is going to give a nice overview of that amazing set. And we also have Twilight Zone author Nick Parisi coming in to talk about his Twilight Zone work and his work with the Rod Serling Foundation. We have Kavita Maharaj is going to be present. She is, of course, well known for her artwork, originally which began with paintings of Spock, and now she's licensed by CBS Paramount to do other characters from the Trek franchise, including DS9, Voyager, TNG, and, of course, other original series characters. So Kavita's doing an Art of Star Trek panel. We also have, let me think, we've got Alan Asherman doing an interview about his life and his work. And then the main thing on Sunday in panel B, in addition to the science panels, we have an Outer Limits panel. And I strongly urge it's 11 till noon, and it involves David Frankham is going to be talking about his 2 episodes of Outer Limits, Barbara Luna. Dominic Stefano, son of producer Joseph D. Stefano, will be zooming in from the West Coast. And Outer Limits anthology author Dave Rash and host Roy Belquist. And this is going to be a phenomenal historical panel on the Outer Limits. And I'm trying to think. Oh, and we have also, we've got Mego Toys in Auditorium A giving an exclusive on their latest products.
that are going to be coming out. They're Wave 17, including Strange New Worlds, Pike and Spock. And there may be a surprise guest for the Mego panel, but I'm not going to say who. There's also another Toys of Star Trek panel with Matt Kaplowitz and his colleague, whose name escapes me, I'm very sorry, and also Paul from Mego and Frank from Mego will be joining that panel. And talking of Matt Kaplowitz from Trek Untold, he will be hosting a panel, and he has a couple of TNG guest stars coming in via Zoom, and I am just looking up to see. He's having Alicia Nack, who played Sonia Gomez from TNG and Lower Decks, and Olby Selznick, who was in TNG and also played two roles on Voyager, and they're going to be discussing their careers and their different appearances in the Star Trek franchise. And Matt's very kindly bringing them in via Zoom. So that's essentially, that's much of what we have going on in panel room B. We also have Zarina Salido, who is the head of Taking Up Space, which is an organization that promotes the empowerment of Native American girls in STEM. And they raise funds to send Native girls from the reservation to NASA science camps for the summer. And Zarina's going to be there promoting her work and telling us about the connections between Star Trek and the indigenous peoples and their stories. So that's largely panel B. And panel C, Jim, I believe you are the program director for panel C. And that's going to be largely the podcasters. So that includes Roy's Sci-Fi Corner, Women at Warp, Trek Untold, The Strange New Pod, and, of course, you at Trek Talking.
Yeah, so I just want to go through real quick. There's going to be Podcasters United, which is going to be all of us are going to be up answering your questions and talking about podcasting. That'll be interesting. At 11 o'clock, yours truly, Uncle Jim, is going to do one called Star Trek V, The Final Frontier Revisited. I feel your pain. Is it really as bad as you remember? And I'm here to tell you that it's not. Star Trek V happens to be one of my favorite Star Trek movies, and I'll tell you why. You got to come to Auditorium C to find out why. We're going to have Finding Your Voice in Trek Fandom, A Trek Untold, a live chat beyond the stars, podcasting for beginners. If it had been a sister, Strange New Pod panel number one, the first and the only's barrier breaking characters in Star Trek, Michael Burnham, a modern Starfleet captain. Is it possible to be a captain and a strong woman? That one I'll be doing. And then racism and sexism, science, racial oppression in Star Trek. Yep, that's Saturday. And then Sunday, we have the big sci-fi podcast panel. We have Pop Culture Hero Coalition, When Star Trek and Star Wars Was Subtle, and Strange New Pod Panel 2. That's on Sunday. And I have one more room to cover real quick here. There's just so much
stuff going
on.
Do you want me to give you the whistle stop tour? I can give you the quick whistle stop tour of D. D is the panel room. And highlights, we have panels on anti-bullying in Star Trek. Gender and sexuality. We have fan group meetups. We have a War of the Worlds panel and its enduring appeal. We have a signing of the Picard comic. We have artists coming in to do a signing. And we have the Away team showing up to do their show. All details are on our website. And we also have the Cadet Starfleet Academy. Dana and her team are going to be leading the cadets. We have, obviously, story time with Bonnie Gordon. And we also have Pugsy story time with Joanna Ball, who designed Pugsy Bear for Children in Need. And she's coming to do a children's story time. And lots of other amazing activities, with tribble making and so on and so forth. And, of course, the cabaret and the dinner. Willie Yee's magic show, cosplay masquerade in the main ballroom, big sci-fi trivia and red shirts improv, and late night stand up comedy. And that draws the conclusion. Trek
around. And we had an hour. We had a full hour and we barely touched the surface. So I got to tell you guys, Trek Long Island, if you can hear the sound of my voice, you definitely want to be there. It's going to be so much fun. And I can't wait to meet all of you guys there. And please head on over there and get your Q pass and make sure that you put in the comments You mentioned Trek Talking, and not only can you pick up a Q Pass with all those awesome, awesome highlights, but you can get a Blu-ray copy of Strange New World, Compliments of Trek Talking. How can you go
and
wrong?
Jim, don't forget, general admission, $50 for the entire weekend. That's really cheap and such a good deal. So get buying those tickets now. We've got about 10 days left.
Yep, it's almost here. It's hard to believe that it's been almost a year that we've been talking about this. Wow, it's right around the corner. So please, please head on over there, get your Q Pass, get your general admission tickets. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be Star Trek like you've never seen it before. So, well, guys, I can't believe we squeezed it all in there, but we did. It was fun. That was a lot of quick talking to get all these pages in there. But
about
we
a year
it.
Of practice.
So you guys can check it all out live and in person. So I just want to say thank you so much to Edwin and Rachel and Stephanie for putting it all together and making this possible. I know the hours and hours and hours of tireless work that goes into planning a convention, because I've done one myself. And I just want to let you guys know that it's appreciated and it's seen. So thank you so much for everything. I know I keep seeing Edwin everywhere, every convention, he's there. So
what you don't know is there's multiple clones of me out there, but Rachel deserves credit because she is our talent liaison and she is looking after all our actors, and she's been doing an amazing job behind the scenes. She hasn't said much tonight. That's not because I haven't let her get a word in edgewise. It's because she doesn't know much about the programming. She's too busy taking care of all the actors' needs and what they want, and she doesn't know about the programming. She just knows when to get them on stage and when to pick them up, you know.
And they can be very needy, too, so definitely. And I just want to say thank you to not only you and Rachel and Stephanie, but I'm sure that you have a plethora of volunteers and behind-the-scenes people that have helped to make this thing possible. And I don't know all their names, but, you know.
And you as well, Jim. We want to thank you and Karen and all of your team at Trek Talking for all the invaluable help you've given us. We really, truly value your support.
And you know what? I say this on every podcast, and I think now is a perfect time to say it again. Star Trek fans are the best fans. That's
yep.
true.
Yep.
And we want to help you guys out in every way that we can. My entire team wants to help you out in every way that we can. And that's what we're here to do. And you guys can meet us in person at Trek Long Island. It's going to be so much fun. And, you know, before we go, I just want to say I'm your most excellent host, Uncle Jim. And maybe I'll be a Klingon. Maybe you'll just see my face. I got a face for radio. That's why this is a radio podcast. You know, we're not your typical podcast where we're sitting around on cameras. We're only on radio. So you don't ever see my face unless you run into me at a convention. And then maybe you might regret it and say, oh, I'm just going to listen on the radio from now on.
Well, I have to tell you, Jim, that was the best stroke of fortune standing next to you in that line.
Absolutely.
Last September at Super Mega Fest. That was like for both of us, that was the most amazing piece of good fortune. And we're very grateful that you can join us on our maiden voyage and be a big part of it. You know, you've been invaluable.
It's funny how the dominoes of life just fell into place that one particular day.
Yep.
You know, just happened. So, please head over there to Trek Long Island and pick up your Q Pass. Make sure to mention Trek Talking and get your Blu-ray copy of Strange New World Season 1. And you can pick that up at the Trek Talking table at the convention. And I just want to say it's been a pleasure working with you guys on this. And I can't wait to see the fruition of all the hard work and just be able to sit back and enjoy it. I'm looking so much forward to it. So thank you so much to Edwin hanging out with us tonight. And also thank you to Rachel. I've heard you chirming in the background. Thank you so much.
She was trying to tickle me and make me laugh throughout the whole thing, I'll have you know.
Well, I don't want her to feel left out, so that's why. You know what, Rachel, is there anything you want to say before we close out the show, since Edwin and I pretty much hogged up all the airtime? Is there anything that you're mostly excited about, or you're really thrilled about this whole event that you want to point out to fans?
Whole thing slightly terrified, but all around excited. It's nice to have so many different people come together to get behind something that I feel is truly unique and magical. And if you get a chance to go, you absolutely should. It's going to be one of a kind. And, well, hopefully not one of a kind, but you know what I mean. And thank you so much for having us on here. And I'm just really looking forward to everything. So thanks.
I am as well. And with that, we're going to close out the show, guys. Thank you so much. And everybody stay safe and be good to each other. And remember, Star Trek fans are the best fans. Hailing frequencies are closed. Good night, everybody.
Kissing. Good night. Good night.
Let's see what's out there.